You might not even know it's in the Bible. It's a tiny little book. It's a powerful book. And we are in the last two verses of that in our journey through Scripture we've been making for over 15 years together. But those verses say this. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forevermore. Amen. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. That is why we do what we do, not on, just on Sunday, but what we do together as the people of God. It is what changed us, and it is what we are here to help other people discover and keep sharing it, to keep this going. It's why the writers of the New Testament, so many of them, if you start noticing, were so adamant about keeping the gospel, keeping the main thing, and not letting our opinions or our emotions or our feelings, our likes or dislikes or differences or whatever, change the content of the gospel. It's called false teaching, and we kind of freak out and go, oh, I don't know anybody, you know, worshiping dogs or not too many, or worshiping idols or whatever. But it's the false teaching of just taking and tweaking the gospel based on our own opinions or our own experiences or whatever. And they were so adamant about it. Jude has been, as the brother, half-brother of Jesus Christ himself, and now the leader, one of the leaders in the church. But he's just saying here and reminding them, as I remind you today, as John has just made so clear, when it all comes down to it, it's all about God. It's by him and through him and to him and for him. It always has been and it always will be. Now that's important. Hang on to that. I need to say some things now to the people of this body. If you're not a part, I'm so glad you're here and you think, what weird timing. You're welcome to stay. You don't have to. We realize you might need to slip out. If you do,